It's 9:37, yep, but it's your chance to be the voice here on 0800 150 811. Warriors fans, love to hear from you. Are you worried? Are you panicking? Are you frustrated? Are you in a state of flux? What about you, Cliff? Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Smitty. Yeah, look, I am worried about the Warriors. I feel that they're not getting field superiority when they're playing. The big fellas in the opposition forward packs are making easy yards. We don't seem to have the ability to drag their forwards down. You know, you even mentioned it early on that you didn't think our forwards were big enough. And if we're going to have some impact players, they need to be big as well as technically superior and things. You've got to have somebody that can make a hard hit. Our seer guys just keep running at you, thinking that you're not going to really hurt me. And you need to hurt guys. I don't mean hurt them in a bad way, but you've got to hurt them the fact that the next time they run up, they're not going to run as hard. And I think at the moment, the Warriors are doing a lot of the basics, pretty average. Aimless kicking again. Too many up and unders that are going too far and no competition on with them. You know, the Warriors need to be... And they need to have their smarts about them again. And maybe, you know, with only one playmaker as such, but they need to get wiser and they need to get tougher. You know, they need to... Coming out and getting an early try and then getting soft for the rest of the game just doesn't work. And I watch...
Well, they've done it on two occasions of late. I mean, they've just rocketed out to early leads and you thought... Today's the day they're just going to pace these guys. They're just going to put on a show. And then at the quarter mark, it stops. And then for the middle of the game, it disappears. And then in the last 20, it comes back with great urgency. And it almost got them out of jail again yesterday with that withering finish that they had. But in terms of the size of them, Sam, you might want to come in on this because you think there's a bit missing in terms of injury as well, and we shouldn't perhaps panic as much as some people are on size.
Listen, Smithy, I think size is important in rugby league, and also the Warriors have suffered for years for obviously the initial packs, right? Those Hytrakos Sinis, these giant lads of running through human beings, the Joe Vaganas. The Warriors were called a big pack for years, and they were called a big pack even when that pack started to shrink and become smaller, more mobile, however you want to view it. But there's reinforcements coming. This, what you see out there in the last couple of games isn't the Warriors forward pack you expect to see out there. If I told you, if you worry about size, you worry about the size of Luke Metcalf. Kurt Capewell. He's a big unit. He can hold his spot comfortably. No one worries about him being too small. Marata Niokore is a wrecking ball. He is that impact player that we're talking about. He is supposed to be in this season, Smithy. He's supposed to be the guy that comes on when Adam Fanua-Blake comes off. But he's out injured currently. Round 14, he's due back, I believe, so it is a fair way away. But the size is the plan for the size is there. That said, you're still going to play with what you got. Without them, you still need to get the job done. Bunty Afoa is another. And I like what Dean Bell says about Jazz Tavanga and Dylan Walker. Both are good players and both are real competitors. But when they're on together and when they both come on together, they lift each other, the Ball Brothers as they were called, and having that kind of power that comes in from the interchange that works coherently, I think is a massive deal. So I like that concept. But there is size there. It's just currently in the casualty ward. You need to have the stocks below it, of course. Jacob Laban's he's not a little fella, but he's him and there's a guy called Kalani going down in the ranks too, and Zion Mayu made his debut. These are all young men who will get bigger. But for me, I appreciate the fact that what you're talking about, the players marching up the field, that comes down to tackle intent as well. These players are capable of retaining it and holding it, but it's, as Dean Bell mentioned, a bit more of personal accountability and fixing things up. That's not a structure for defence. That is a confidence, and their confidence has been shot.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you very much, and thank you too, Cliff, for your call. And Paul. G'day, Paul from up north. What are you seeing that you're not fancying at the moment?
Morning, Smithy. Yeah, I agree with Sam. Size isn't the issue. If you have a look at Penrith, you know, they don't have a big pack, or the Broncos, apart from Payne Haas. But what they do have, and I've watched those two teams closely, it's just the speed that they play the game, and you know, speed of the forwards, and when the ball gets out the back, the depth and the speed of the pass, that's the difference between them and the rest of the competition. They're just so fast when they get tackled. The play the balls are very quick. They land on their knees, hands and knees. They're up very fast, and they're just the next level. And our guys, unfortunately, you know, we've had 3 games in 13 days. I don't know if that, I mean, that would have to sort of play, you know, with fatigue. Guys playing long minutes, like Tovey Harris playing 80 minutes, and he must be battered and bruised. So there's just so much to unpack, and there's a lot of excuses and reasons why. And those are the 2 games last week and yesterday we should have won. But typical Warriors fashion, you know, it used to say we beat the Roosters and Panthers coming up, but it was very disappointing yesterday, Smitty.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, Paul, because we've had such high expectations, and you know, they've been. This is our year. This is the year, sort of thing. I mean, it's not going to be at this rate. We know that because what we've also taken into account here is that whilst the Warriors are going through a bit of a slump at the moment, there's some bloody good teams in this competition. There's a hell of a lot of bloody good teams in this competition. And we've seen, this is not a great surprise to a lot of people that the Titans would win one eventually. I mean, people have been saying that for the last 2 to 3 weeks. And I don't think for 1 second that the Warriors, after their performance last week against the Dragons, would have even considered the fact to take this or take the foot off the throat on this one. But they did. They did it 12-0. They took their foot off the throat. They enabled a very soft try down the left side. A very soft try down the left side. And look, I'm no absolute genius here, but it's the same in rugby union as it is in rugby league. If you're a winger and up until the very, very, very last second, you've got to trust your defender inside you to do what he's doing and stay with your guy. Therefore, you've got no chance of him going around the outside of you. Now, if he did it once, he did it 4 times yesterday, DWZ, twice, tries were scored untouched outside him, twice. And yet the player that he was coming in to try to obstruct or stop the pass was taken, was actually tackled, grounded. Now, he's just got to wait a second or two longer for me, Paul. And that was their entry back in. That was their first genuine attack down the left side. And, Paul, it was so soft.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Spinelli. You're being on. I noticed that too with DWZ. It is a fine line, you know, whether you do go in or stay out. Sometimes you're committed, but depending on what you said, your inside centre does. But no, I do agree. But, hey, Spinelli, you know, we were 5-5 this time last year. You know, we've won, you know, we've lost 2 games by 4 points, 1 game by 3, and we had a draw. So, you know, as far as panic stations, absolutely no way. I'll be panicking after round 12, and depending on where we're at and how we're going.
Yep, absolutely right. As I say, they are 2 points out of fifth. I mean, if a couple of those games had gone their way, they'd have been top three, top four at the moment. So it's a fine margin, but that is the absolute beauty of the NRL and its great nature of its competition. It's 9:45 here on SENZ.